The new park on the shores of Howe Sound will soon, finally, be open to the public. According to a District of Squamish memo on Council's May 7 agenda, Spaquis Feather Park will open to the public on Saturday, May 25, at 2 p.m., a little over 2.5 years since it closed in late August 2021 for construction. Though council members did not speak directly to the memo, it details some of the completed amenities at the park along with others still in the works. Notably, the total cost for the park tripled since it was secured as an amenity in 2010, jumping from $10 million to $30 million, all of which is being covered by the developer Matthews West. The increase in costs was due to design reconfiguration to prevent erosion and enhancements in park design, reads the memo to council. The completed amenities include an oceanfront beach, wind sports beach, meadow and dune area, paved pathways, a Land's End monument, public art, and more. Temporary washroom facilities are available and the district expects permanent washrooms to be completed in the fall. The memo estimates that the sailing center will be completed by the fall of 2026. This amenity is required prior to the first residential occupancy. The center includes a public watercraft launch, a temporary parking area, a washroom, and boat storage. Once completed, ownership and operation will be turned over to a nonprofit created with consultation from the district. The playground at the park was designed with the help of Squawu7meshikswumix, Squamish Nation, students at Stah7mees Elementary. The playground incorporates Squamish Nation stories and culture from the surrounding land. The children's voices will come to life with audio recordings accessible through QR codes on signage in the playground area, states the memo. For the time being, the memo states there is ample parking since the region is still under construction. About 40 public parking spaces will remain when construction is complete, plus street and visitor parking and the opportunity to build underground parking, if needed. There is no overnight parking, as a gate will lock the area each night between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. There is a multi-use path around the peninsula of the park and a bike lane on the road for cyclists. Bike racks are available throughout the park. From June 10 to September 2, 2024, there will be seasonal public transit service to the area via Route 5 South Parks, resulting in 13 trips on weekdays and 12 trips on the weekends and holidays. In the future, as the oceanfront area develops, the oceanfront peninsula will likely be serviced by a different route that runs year-round, reads the memo. The district will assume maintenance of the park upon its opening, but Matthews West will maintain some Fisheries and Oceans Canada permitting requirements for about 3 to 5 years. The district has budgeted $1.2 million for a portion of the park for lighting, some signage, contribution to the playground, site furnishings, sod lawn and Wi-Fi conduit. At this time, it is noted that alcohol is not allowed and dogs need to be leashed. The presentation center and brewery aim for completion in the fall. For more, view Council's May 7 agenda on squamish.ca.